Hey, everybody. Just letting you know that Mike Lindell and I, the MyPillow guy, we partnered up. And he wants to help this show, and I want to help him. If you go to MyPillow.com and order all the products you know you're going to buy, towels, sheets, blankets, robes, all these kinds of things, dog beds even, go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get the deepest discount on all these items. They're the very best of all these items. He handpicked these things. And let me just tell you, you're also going to help Truth and Radio, and you're also going to be helping Mike Lindell. Isn't that fantastic? It's a great combination that you can do right from your own home. Call 800-873-1052. That's the phone number, 800-873-1052. You can order directly on that phone number or go to mypillow.com, but make sure to put the code word Kate in. Thanks, you guys.
Check your political correctness at the door. It's time for the Kate Daly Show.
I have a joke for you.
Okay.
The government in this town is excellent and uses your tax dollars efficiently.
Show live today on a Tuesday. How are you all? And hi, Uncle Milty. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing so much better that it's okay. Almost miraculous.
He can't even find the words or syllables. I'm so glad. Good.
Yeah, I think the worst is well over.
Excellent. I'm so glad to hear that. And by the way, we are live today. I hope you call in 888-673-1450. Hope you enjoyed your holiday weekend, a long weekend at that. It was tough to come back today. I'm not gonna lie. Another day would have been nice. And let me just say, I played the Sherry Tenpenny interview that I had to record because of time constraints. I hope you all enjoyed that on Friday. It is now a podcast. So you are welcome to share that with friends. And I also put up the first hour as well because it was two interviews I had never played, and then a really funny segment on marriage. So I'm hoping you guys enjoyed that too. I welcome you back. There's so much in the news today. Robin Openshaw did a great piece on an update on the student, Romney student, who is hospitalized with his dad after taking the shot. So many things. Dumb and Dumber, the two KSL journalists, are asking for how many penalties can we tack on to people for water restrictions in Lehigh? I mean, I was just sitting there watching the news, just going, you've got to be kidding me. And of course, Governor Cox put up a huge thing on Pride, kind of missed the boat on Memorial Day, kind of like Kamala. And, Kamala put it's a long weekend. No, it's more than that.
Yeah,
it's more
bit.
Than that, just a little bit. Anyway, so Cox put up a big Pride. You know, I love the LGBT and a whereas statement as far as, you know, Pride Month is the most important month to me. And then he went back and faked a post about Memorial Day by putting it up and then making it look like it was put up yesterday when it wasn't. So that was kind of an interesting one we might talk about, too. So much in the news going on that we have a lot to update you on the basic of studies that have come out now that have really proved whatever we've said was right all year long, which is kind of interesting. And then on the whole COVID thing. And then I want to talk about Dixie. I have Brad Bennett with me. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
I'm so glad you're with us today. Brad is defending Southwestern Utah Heritage Coalition. And let me just tell you, they're doing some great things in reminding people about this wonderful area that we have and hoping that it doesn't get the big liberal takeover and the big political correctness takeover in my view for the name of Dixie. And so I can't wait to talk with you about this topic, because this has been a topic. You know, I just have to say right out of the gate, I'm not from here. I didn't grow up here. And when I moved here 25 years ago, I came here because I wanted to respect this area and I wanted to respect the heritage here. And I love the heritage here. And so, all along on the radio, my journey has been keep Dixie, The name of Dixie, the meaning of Dixie here in southern Utah, and not bowing to political correctness. And there have been many people all along that have been trying to destroy that, that have come from somewhere else, or those like Victor Iverson that have been born here. But it's very interesting to me to watch people move here and try to destroy Dixie. And it's like their mission in life. Like, they are so offended by it. Why did they move here in the first place? I don't know. But it's very strange to me to watch people come here and then want to destroy the heritage, because I would have never been so rude as to do that. I would have never been so undermining or so awful that I would come here to try to destroy a place that I want to move to. I want to build up this heritage. I'm proud of this heritage, and I'm actually excited to have learned about it as well. But we invited you on because I really want to hear what you have to say about Dixie, what it means to you, what kind of threats we're facing right now to get rid of Dixie, and boy, is it manipulative. It's yes. gotten so manipulative. Yes. I'm just almost amazed at the manipulation by Dixie State College and those that are heading up this movement to be politically correct, that it's just nauseating. So I would really love to hear from you. What made you be part of this cause to promote Dixie and to stop these people from changing who we are as a city?
So it all started out with mostly John Pike and a few others that were, you know, really spearheading the whole Dixie Center change.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
Yeah, and they got it changed, and it happened quickly, and almost nobody even knew it happened. They changed it from Dixie Center to Greater Zion. We got wind of that and formed this group. I wasn't even part of the group back then.
Right.
But a handful of our founders of the group saw that happen, were upset about it. Formed this group, and then we snapped into action, and we got it changed back.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first battle that we had. And then when that happened, you know, and Pike was extremely upset when they changed back.
The former mayor.
He's never voted to keep Dixie on any vote, ever.
No, and he has really been so, I'm sorry to say it, because this show is just about the truth. He's so undermining. He's been undermining since day one. A goal.
And as you know, he was a huge part of the hospital getting their name changed.
Yes.
And then after that, then the college, you know, the university, Dixie State University, they wanted to change the name there. And that all happened around the same time.
Yeah.
And so since our group was already formed, they didn't count on us at that point. But that really put a wrench in the system.
Yeah.
So we that would have been changed already if it weren't for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm really proud of the work you're doing. This is defending Southwestern Utah Heritage Coalition. So tell me a little bit about them coming after this name so hard. These people like Pike are not from here. They moved here and then, of course, want to promote and make everybody think that they love the area, although the undermining of it is just extraordinary, what they've tried to do to this place. And so I'm sure you're getting a lot of support, because when they did all the polls, the residents here did not want to change the history here.
No.
I mean, it was overwhelming numbers,
yeah.
Right?
It's like over 80%.
Yeah. I mean, it's strange that they keep telling us we want to do it as a whole. But
I think they're more telling us that this is what needs to happen, and you just need to get on board with it.
Right. And so what has this been surprising to you to see the amount of manipulation, the bill that went forward that was originated up north of all? Why do they even care what the name of Dixie is? I mean, it's just very interesting to watch this overhaul and the rush to do it.
Yeah, the rush to do it is because they see us building, steam here. You know, our coalition started out as a handful of people. It's over 8,000 now, growing
8,000?
Daily. Yeah, it's crazy.
Gosh,
and
yeah.
We have organic reaches of one post on Facebook sometimes of the numbers of 20, 30,000 people. So they see all this happening. We have billboards throughout town. You know, we have a lot more money because people are donating like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And so they see this whole thing just exploding in their face. And now they want to hurry and get it done because it's just getting worse and worse.
Well, that's what I heard. I was actually, I tuned over to college radio, and I was listening in, and they were saying how Biff Williams, who's president, he goes by actually the word Biff. Biff Williams was really adamant about the fact that that people were threatened, and so he thinks they should expedite. I know. Yeah. I was laughing. Expedite the whole process immediately because of this. And I thought, how manipulative is that?
And I don't want to laugh at somebody who might have been threatened, but I just laughed.
I don't think they really were.
I don't think they really were. Yeah. And if they were, you know, we would be 100% on board with helping figure this whole thing out. You know, we would put all of our effort and resources into that along with him. That's actually something we'd be unified on.
I just don't believe it. It just seems like
he's lost so much credibility with the public that it's hard to believe anything that leadership says anymore.
Right.
And the other problem is when you start drilling down and asking for any kind of real proof or evidence, it just, the whole thing dissipates.
Yeah, you're right.
They can't do it.
They
can never do it.
You're right.
And they speak with these generalities and this vagueness. And the media lets them get away with it because they only run to their friends in the media that are
pro,
you know, on their side.
Name changes.
Yeah, and so
they
made it clear in the KSL article, it said he did not elaborate. Okay, then why did you publish it? You had no proof.
Yeah, right. And so KSL, Deseret News in particular, did a whole hit piece on Dixie and making sure, not a hit piece on Dixie, a hit piece to get rid of the Dixie name and shored up this weird sort of accusation that there were threats, and so they needed to expedite the whole process, and they were saying to do it because it's the right thing. And I thought, wow, Deseret News. But that doesn't surprise me coming from Deseret News, because I know who runs Deseret News now, and it's the very, very liberal editor from California. He's been running it for 6 or 7 years now. So
yeah, and you know how we got around that?
How?
We placed a full-page ad. 10.5 inches wide, 20 inches tall. A huge letter to Northern Utahns explaining what's going on.
Right.
That's something they can't edit.
I love that you guys did this. This is so good because we need the truth. And I'm tired of the collaboration of people that are bowing to this political correctness and think this is the right move. And I think what gets me the most is when they call out and they say, well, there's people trying to get jobs and they're questioned about Dixie. About the name of the college. And I'm laughing about that only because they never explain how the interview goes down. If somebody's ever asked about Dixie, it's probably, oh, Dixie. So, you know, that's an interesting name. The person explains it. They go on in the interview.
Yes.
Never, ever once did it ever say the person didn't get the job.
No. I have a lot to say on that.
Yeah.
So we should talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when in about a minute we have a break. But It was very manipulative to me as I was reading the latest Deseret News article, because it was people are being questioned about this when they go for a job interview, and I thought, really, what's the actual questioning? What's the line of questioning? And what's the result of that if it's actually happening? And they never would explain. So whenever you're reading Deseret News, you have to you have to ask a lot of questions because they put out a lot of insinuations. But it's not good reporting. It's terrible reporting because they're just letting it fly as an insinuation rather than explaining or getting down to the bottom of the truth. I found that a lot with Deseret News and KSL. And it's really sad to me because it used to be better than that. And I expect better than that. But even local news is basically kowtowing. They're kowtowing to the whole Dixie narrative. And that's hard to watch, too. And I feel like we're losing our heritage in the name of political correctness. And they're always quick to say, well, it's not because of that. Well, then what's the real reason?
Yes.
So you know what I mean? That's
sure.
Like the big joke is really, I think that's exactly what it's about. So we're going to come back with Brad Bennett. We'll talk to him defending Southwestern Utah Heritage Coalition. What's the name of the site? It's DSUHC.com.
Or .org.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Or you can go to protectdixie.com.
Protectdixie.com.
Yeah.
Protectdixie.com. And boy, do we need to protect it from these wolves. I'm telling you. We need our heritage. We love our heritage. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Thank you.
fix it. It won't do.
Hi there. Welcome back to Dally Show, a little Alabama for you. And I have Uncle Milty with me. I have Brad Bennett from Defending Southwestern Utah Heritage Coalition. Happy to have a full house today. And, of course, get over to Caldwell Banker Property Management. If you want some guys that are really going to go to bat for you, make sure that they're managing a rental property for you so you don't have the work, so you can enjoy your retirement or enjoy your life in general. They'll take care of everything, advertising the property, taking the phone calls, collecting rent, enforcing rules, showing the property, all the stuff you don't want to do, and you know you don't want to do it. So make sure that you get the guys that will actually do it the best. And you know what? What's interesting about these guys is people are always trying to hunt down, you know, who's going to work the best for them. And I always tell people off the air to Caldwell Banker Property Management's the place to go. Make sure that you give them a call, Matt Ivey over there. And it's easy to call, 272-4699, or you can reach them at CB, stands for Caldwell Banker, stgeorgerentals.com. CB, stgeorgerentals.com. These are the guys that you want to go with because they're going to do it for the right price. And they're also going to do a heck of a job. Love Caldwell Banker Property Management. Anyway, I welcome Brad Bennett, DSUHC.org, or ProtectDixie.com.
Perfect.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. And so we do have a caller. Let's start out with that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Greg Aldred. And,
hi.
And hey, Brad.
Hey there.
Thanks for what you do. You know, we talked about this starting a while ago, and as a Dixie Sunshiner, part of our chamber, as I'm well assured that Brad knows, suddenly they bought us new jackets and shirts, and they lost the name of Dixie.
Yeah.
And it, I like Tim's answer of how to address that if you're a business owner or member there. The city of St. George actually is the one who leases the building to the chamber, and you know it just tugs at my heart. But Kate, and maybe Brad will talk a little bit about that, but Kate, I wanted to just mention on Flag Day, the 14th of June, we're going to do a Flag Day celebration on Bluff Street Park.
Nice.
And I don't know if Larry or if somebody has invited Brad, your group and all that, but we'd love to line that park with Dixie flags too.
Oh, I love that idea.
And yeah, so I'm hoping that Brad will spread the word, and I'm sure you're going to get an invite from Patricia.
Excellent.
Kent. But
yeah, please.
This
please
started a long time ago, Brad, and I.
Yeah.
This makes me sick. Even though in our parade float for the Sunshiners, we still have Dixie Sunshiners on there, and we're proud to sing "Are You from Dixie?"
Yeah, I love that. I think it's a great idea. Thank you, Greg. Really and truly.
Thank
really appreciate
you too.
It.
Thanks for all you do. Keep the fight up, Brad, because our heritage is too important here.
Yeah, we will. Even if it got changed,
all
we're
right.
still going to switch gears and work on changing it back. It's not going to end.
Yeah.
Thank you much.
Thank
appreciate
you.
You
really
guys.
Appreciate it. That was great. Thanks, Greg Aldred. Really appreciate it. Great words. And this is a tough one. So the manipulation in the articles, the manipulation that they want to get this done even faster. Do you want to speak to that? The Dixie name change?
Yeah. So obviously to get it done, the reason they want to get it done faster is because they see that we're gaining traction and it's becoming harder and harder for them.
Right,
and so
right.
they start grasping at straws and coming up with whatever they can to make an excuse to the higher board of education and, of course, up the line to the legislators to try to get this done quickly. But, you know, when you look back at the very beginning of all this, they started basically just saying that at first they just said Dixie just is not professional. It's just not going to work.
Right.
And then it turned into, you know, cancel culture. And then, you know, our community by and large rejects that. And
right.
so that didn't play very well. And then all of a sudden then it turned into the students can't get jobs.
Yes, yes. And, an overwhelming number
yeah,
of students
yeah.
cannot get jobs. Really, I'd love to meet some
yes,
of the students that couldn't get a job.
That's what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
So what happened is, you know, they knew that the community was not on board with this name change.
Right.
They never were, and they knew they weren't.
Right.
But they want it changed. And so they need some excuse to give to higher ed and to the legislators in order to get this done. So they spent over $98,000 of our taxpayer money and ordered a Cicero report. It's a group out of Salt Lake called Cicero. And they did a perception study on Dixie, which was, you know, 100% done under the direction of DSU leadership. So it was highly biased.
Wait a minute. So the group in Salt Lake, which I'm going to guess is a little bit more under the influence of political correctness, gets hired by DSU to do the study.
Yeah.
For perspective on
that's,
DSU.
That's their client. So, you want to take care of your client. And so, of course, you could see that the DSU leadership had their fingers all over these questions.
Yeah.
And they won't admit to that, but it becomes pretty obvious when you read it. And when you talk to them about it, they're very like, well, you know, that's their thing, you know?
Sure.
But you see it, but when you ask, well, where did they get this information? Where did they get that information? Oh, well, we don't know. We're not really sure.
Yeah. These were the same people that probably interviewed Republicans on voting for Hillary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Really wanted Hillary to be part of.
And we've tried to get the raw data to that report. They're doing everything in their power to make sure we cannot get that. But so they need something to support their narrative, right? Mm-hmm. So they come out with this Cicero report. And again, extremely biased. In fact, their own report shows that people had more disdain for Dixie after they took the survey than before. And that's in their in that study. So you can't deny that they're pointed leading questions.
What?
Lots of manipulation. So anyway, so this is what I really want to talk about, though. So they ask all these people various questions about Dixie, and one of them was, has your employer ever expressed a concern of having Dixie on your resume? So they asked newer graduates and older graduates in the state of Utah, and also newer and older and outside of Utah, which is the whole United States minus Utah, right? So that when they looked at the numbers of that question, as far as how many people had a problem with that in the state of Utah, it was so little, it's not worth talking about.
So what, they go to the heart of Mississippi?
So then they go, then when you look at the number of older graduates, even outside of Utah, it still was next to nothing.
Well, of course. And then, because everybody's employed. So
then they took the recent graduates. Now, of course, we don't know where they called. It could have been San Francisco, for all we know.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And then they get some overwhelming number of 22% of the
that's a whopping
of
number.
The newer graduates said that the employers had expressed concern about them having Dixie. Now, keep in mind, it didn't say they couldn't get a job.
Right.
It didn't say they didn't get a job.
And concern
is, we don't even know what that means.
Concern is an interesting word.
Yes.
Because was it, well, that's an interesting name. Yes, it is. Okay, on with the interview.
Exactly.
I mean, give me
but
a break.
Here, it gets worse, though.
Yeah.
This is the crazy part. So keep in mind, this is supposed to be a sample of the entire United States minus Utah of how the newer graduates are being affected by this. How many people do you think they asked?
Boy.
Just
now,
take a guess.
I know how they operate, so my answer would be five people in San Francisco. But you tell me, how many people did they ask?
Well, a little better than that, but not great. 58 people. So 58 people is how many they asked.
A whopping 58?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't even meet the minimum threshold to even publish a statistic from that.
Yeah.
It's so disingenuous to tout those numbers.
That's interesting.
And then if you were to ask those people, well, great. You know, if you were to ask, well, you know, would you sign? There's no proof. Of course, this is what they said, right?
Right.
Would you sign that under? Would you say that under oath still? Would you sign a legal affidavit to that? What's the name of the employer so we can check it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the whole thing would just fall apart.
Right.
And like I said, by the way, the others that had super low numbers in that, they sampled way more people. So, you know, you pay me $98,000. And by the way, it's only 12 people out of the 58 that would have had to say this. So we have a school that has over 12,000 enrolled students, and yet you've got potentially 12.
You could
12.
Only muster up a study of 58 minus
and
the
they tout that number as a fact. And what's really bad about it is they, as soon as they got that Cicero report, and they had this ridiculous statistic, which has, in my opinion, no merit to it whatsoever. They don't talk about any of that. You'll never hear that. So they go, but they go to the student body and they wrote a letter to the student body telling them, you know, hey, Dixie's going to be a problem for you most likely as you go
throughout school,
you know, to get
well,
a job.
Well, let's plant the seed early.
And, yeah, 22%.
Let's get you negative.
Said this. Mm. And so they've indoctrinated the students to feel that it's a bad name and it's going to hurt their chances of employment.
Liberal progressives do that.
They bust the kids up to the legislators, and they're using now the word terrified to have Dixie.
Wow, terrified even. Yeah. I didn't realize they were running in fear.
Terrified.
Terrified.
It's become that terrible.
I'm so glad they're using really good adjectives because, you know, if they didn't, it might not sell. Yeah. I'm just going to say.
If it weren't so serious, it'd be laughable.
Let's take a phone call. All right, let's take this phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Go right ahead, caller.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Hi, Kate. It's Dixie.
Oh, I love the name. Thank you, Dixie.
Thank you. Really, my family came from a Indian reservation in Alabama.
Wow. I love it.
And so I've lived here in Utah for 16 years, and my husband and I are late bloomers. We went back to college and went to Dixie State. He graduated in 2013, and I graduated in 2016.
So you guys were never employed, right? You were never employed because of the name of Dixie on the state on the application, right?
So let me tell you, my background is recruiting. I actually been a recruiter for 20 years, and I've been a career coach for 12 years. And I'll tell you, I have read, let's just say, close to 10,000 resumes in my life.
Okay.
Have I ever cared what the college name was? No.
I'm guessing no.
I mean, maybe it stood out to me if it was, like, happened to have been Harvard or Yale or something like
Dixie,
that.
Hey, Dixie, I went to Rick's College, and I mean, their slogan could have been, come to Rick's and get a free steak. I mean, nobody knew what Rick's was. Give me a break, you know, except for us that went there. And so I got asked about the name. Nobody even cared, though. Yeah.
No, absolutely not. It's never, in my experience, has never prevented someone from getting a job. Even now, with it on my LinkedIn, you know, profile, I've had one person in 17 years ask me, did you really go to Dixie State? And I was like, yeah, I did. And they're like, oh, how interesting, because my name is Dixie. That's the only reason they found it interesting.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you called in. I really am, because you know what? This is really dialing in on the nonsense of this and what they're trying to sell us is a huge box of rocks on this. And we just have to call it out. I gotta call out the truth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate you. We got to go to a break, but man, you know what? I'm sorry, but looking at 10,000 applications for jobs, she would know if this was actually an issue. It's not.
Yeah, no one's going to pass up their number one pick, you know, as an employee because of the word Dixie. It's shooting themselves in the foot.
It's insulting
makes no sense.
That they're actually putting out that kind of misinformation. It's disingenuous, like you said. It's sad to me. My opinion of this whole thing is this is such a manipulation by the Dixie administration, but they've manipulated in a lot of different areas, you know, and that's why we're getting rid of this name and they're going to Greater Zion. They're going to all these different things. This is why. And you guys should be offended. You really should. I'm offended at what they're doing. I'm not offended by the name Dixie. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450.
This is the Kate Daly Show. A warm sunny shine. Somewhere someone's speaking in a soft southern drawl. Down in Dixie, where they understand. Lord, I love Dixie most of all.
Playing all your Dixie favorites and always will. Always calling the name of the college Dixie State because that's what it is. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I don't care how much they sell out. I'll always call it Dixie on this show. And I hope you do too. I hope they get the message that selling out and pandering to the liberal academics is not necessarily a great idea around these parts. We take our heritage very seriously here and really love it. And I really love those that sacrificed for us to be here and made those hard sacrifices. An ode to them, especially after coming off of Memorial Day, which we're remembering those that have passed. And let me just tell you that it means a lot to people around here, the majority of Southern Utahns, that our heritage means what it means to us. So when you move here, don't try to change it. That's the message. Also, Tropical Pool and Spa. They are having a wonderful sale right now, and my advice to you is to make your home a little heaven on earth right here in the land of Dixie. Get your hot tub, get your swim spa, get your pool, get your backyard the way you want it to be. You might spend a lot of time there in the future, and all I'm saying is make it a little heaven on earth so you get a little stress-free environment going on, because I was in my hot tub last night. I was overlooking the city, and I just kept thinking what a wonderful, beautiful city we live in, and what a stress-free night that was last night, because it's just so nice to be able to enjoy it like that. And we have to take a breath and enjoy. So get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. These are the guys that I would say go to them for any hot tub, swim spa needs whatsoever, because you can take them with you, the swim spa and the hot tub, by the way, if you move. So Brad Bennett, defending Southwestern Utah Heritage Coalition. You can go to protectdixie.com.
That's right.
Or you can go to dsuhc.org. I love this. Let's talk about the 20 students that were interviewed, because there was only 20, right?
Well, 22.
22. I want to make sure we get all of them.
It gets hard to know, because in January it was 12, and then magically it was up to 22. Oh, and then there was, of course, zero before the report came out, as far as we know.
Man, I'd love to meet these 22 people. That's a lot
of
people.
Yeah, they did come out of the woodwork. It's interesting, too, that, you know, Dixie's had over a 40% increase in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 95% job placement within 6 months of graduation.
I thought everybody was having such a hard time in America.
Right.
That's what we hear.
It gets higher as time goes on. It goes up to 97% as time goes on. So these are this matches some of the top colleges and universities in the United States.
Right.
They're the seventh highest ranked public school in the Western United States.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they're doing fantastic. So they have the highest number of enrollment ever in the history of the school during a pandemic, even.
So wait a minute. On one hand, they're constantly promoting themselves to get more cash.
Yes.
But on the other hand, it's such a dire problem that they can't get work and they can't succeed after attending Dixie.
Yeah, it gets hard to
push
both
narratives.
How do you
play both sides? I don't think you can
and have it actually work out for you, but... You know,
okay.
that's what's happening. Sure. Yeah. They're saying on one hand, look how great we are. Look at our job placement.
Yeah.
Look how amazing we are. And then the other side, they're like, oh, hey, you guys, you might not be able to get a job with Dixie on your resume. But there's no proof of that. There's no real world evidence of that whatsoever. And we talked about, you know, where their evidence comes from. It comes from this Cicero report, which is full of all sorts of problems.
It's just surprising. So these students that they say, because I don't believe it for one hot minute, I think they're willing to do anything to get this narrative passed.
Well, some of them have scholarships that are potentially at risk and things of this nature. And I talked to one of the members of the leadership of DSU directly about this and said, you know, our group is just against this as much as you are. If there's an employer out there violating federal law, discriminating against our students, you know, we're going to pitch in and help out. So let's get all this information out here and let's look at all the evidence and let's do what we have to do.
Right.
And then that's when they admitted that it's all anecdotal and there is no proof.
Interesting. What do you think, Uncle Milty?
I get real tired of the way they do that. You know, they use anecdotal evidence as if it's been taken under oath in front of the Supreme Court.
It's so true, though.
And it's just a big lie. It's always a big lie.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny that no one ever had a problem until the administration got taken over by Biff Williams. Nobody had a problem with job placement. Nobody had a problem with the name. It's funny to me how this administration in particular are so clearly offended by it, want to shove all this information down everyone's throats that I say is questionable. At the least. But I find that interesting that like in the 90s and in the 2000s, did anyone have an issue with anything at all? And even right now, I don't think there's an issue at all. I think this is an invented issue.
Yeah. I mean, people have, you know, cancel culture, leftists and liberals have periodically here and there called out for the removal of Dixie over the years.
Right.
Not, you know, but never to this level. So not even close.
Are they getting cash for this? I mean, I just, you have to, one has to wonder. I look at the whole COVID narrative and I look at the cash being given hospitals and the cash for testing and the cash for vaccines and the cash for everything. And so, of course, people remain very quiet when there's cash involved and they just do the bidding. And so I'm wondering if there's a lot of money involved here.
Well, what we do know is that, you know, all the narratives they've pushed so far don't hold any water. So
why?
It would lead one to believe that there is an ulterior motive. But
I would imagine
school has not gone out publicly and stated that, whatever it might be. And I suspect that's because the public would be even more outraged.
Well, yeah, because if the motive is we can't get jobs and they're selling that narrative, then you don't want to come out with we really want the cash.
Well, it changes all the time. Go read articles. Sometimes it says it's cancel culture. Sometimes it says it's not.
Yeah.
You know, they say they love Dixie, but then they put a bill out there that says Dixie can't be in anything.
Right. And then they also say that it's coming from up north, which nobody cares up north about what this college is named.
Well, so, they don't.
Maybe they're just having trouble getting jobs because only 98% of the businesses have help wanted signs in them.
Maybe. And so I'm actually wondering about the alumni. Now, the alumni are diehard, usually people that have been in the area a very, very long time. So what are they doing with their alumni base? I mean, I can't imagine that any of the alumni base is all for this unless they're just kiss-ups to the cash or whatever.
I think they're alienating them is what they're doing. A lot of them have said that they won't donate anymore.
Right.
I've heard that a lot. Changed. Yeah.
That makes you wonder what's the real motivation when you have a report that doesn't show you'll make more money, it shows you'll actually make less, because that was one of the questions in the CICERO report.
Really?
Was what you would do about donations, you know, whether you donate more or less. And it was clear that some people would donate less.
Yeah, they're going to take their dollars. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't like being traded out.
The only thing the report shows is that the majority of people don't want the name to change.
Right.
And that they'll make less money from their local community.
Interesting.
And often when the alumni leave over things like this, they never come back.
That's true.
Well, what's there to come
back
to?
And I wouldn't blame them.
Right?
Well, yeah.
I
mean, sell out college. I mean, what are they going to name it? Because I know they did the name change DBA to Zion.
Well, they actually registered a ton of DBAs, you know, and
so Zion wasn't the only one.
Yeah, and registered a lot of names online.
Yeah.
For potential school names, and this is before they even really came out and publicly said we're going to change the name. In fact, it was on September 23rd. Mm-hmm. They had the State of the University address, and David Clark got up and said, you know, this perception study is not going to be the camel's nose under the tent. That's exactly what he said. He says, no, we're not interested in changing the name. And then as soon as the report comes out, the very first order of business is change the name. So how do you take that statement to be anything other than dishonest?
Well, it is Dave Clark. I've talked about him a lot over the years. So, you know, I'm just perplexed. So what can we do to help out? Because obviously the most overwhelming number of citizens here in Southern Utah are absolutely ticked off about this whole thing, about this whole pushing of the narrative. And then, of course, Biff Williams pushing it even harder and trying to get it done now and all sewn up. And so what can people do to help you? That's
so
what I want to know.
A lot of things. Write your legislators. That is a big deal. And we can help you with that. Just go to our Facebook page. That's where you're going to get the most up-to-date information and be able to, you know, stay abreast of what's going on all the time and communicate with us.
ProtectDixie.com.
So you just go, just type in DSUHC in the search bar in Facebook. You'll see two Facebook pages. We own them both.
Okay.
There's one you have to join and one you don't. Go to the one you have to join because that does have the most up-to-date information. And then, you know, if you're in a position to donate money, that's huge. I mean, this is an expensive fight.
Right.
And we're paying for both sides of it as taxpayers, which is disappointing.
Right.
But you go to dsuhc.org, there's a donate button there. And then show up for events, wear the collateral materials, the shirts that say, you know, keep Dixie.
Right. How many people in government do you think are on board? Because I know Victor Iverson lobbied as student body president of Dixie to get the name change, and so he did us no favors, and I can't believe he's a county commissioner, but that's my own opinion.
Yeah, we have more support in the Senate than we do the House, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we don't have any support hardly from the Board of Higher Education.
Yeah.
But again, that's an issue of being appointed.
I know Sig Miller wants to keep it. I know there are some people that really want to keep Dixie. Walt Brooks wants to keep Dixie, and I really appreciate their support.
Lowry Snow needs to contact us. He hasn't, as of yet. We've reached out to him more than once, and no response from Lowry. He did vote to keep Dixie. But that's unfortunately all he's done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's to me, it's playing both sides.
A single colleague, as far as we know, to be on board with saving Dixie, and so you can't really say that's your position and then do nothing afterwards.
No,
and expect that that's going to be okay.
My opinion is State Senator Ibsen was a fake fighter. But in playing a little bit more of playing both sides, but he wants to appear like he's for Dixie because he knows the votes down here count up. But that's my own opinion, though. And I know Brad Last. He's their tax boy. He's their boy, man.
Brad Last issue is interesting because he works for DSU, but he's also in the House of Representatives. So I'm not really sure how that works.
It's called playing both sides.
Yeah. I mean, that's a conflict of interest.
He really should have recused himself from any votes on this issue. I would imagine.
But I suspect that's why they like him there.
Well, I would imagine that they love it when he writes tax bills and betrays the people. And so I don't know. He's always on board, though, for a good tax bill.
Yeah. When Brad Last gets ready for election again, if he decides to run again, make sure that you don't vote for him because he's not doing us any favors.
Yeah, I've been trying to warn people for 10 years on Brad Last. It's just amazing that he keeps getting through. I really appreciate all the work you're doing because it isn't easy to do this.
Yep.
You have to dedicate a lot of time to this. And this is Defending Southwestern Utah Heritage Coalition. You know what? It is worth defending our heritage. That's the main point here. And I'm sick and tired. I think many people are out there listening right now. I am sick and tired of the cancel culture, of the sucking up to these very, very liberal academics who think that their little overhaul of change is to do us some good. It isn't. And all they're doing is ousting history, ousting heritage, and trying to turn, attention away from any heritage we have. And I'm sorry, the heritage we have needs to be celebrated. What in the world are we doing?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, people don't realize if they haven't lived here very long or they aren't born here like I was, then they don't have necessarily the understanding of Dixie and what it means to the community. You know, it's more than just a word. It's a feeling and it's our past, present, and future all personified. It's all of our local heritage and culture all in one word. And it brings up a lot of feelings of pride and unity.
Yes.
And, it really is who we are. And so when you start taking away this name in the name of cancel culture on top of that, which is, something we don't want that here regardless of what the issue is.
Look what a crap storm it's been. You know, they changed the mascot because of cancel culture. They go to the Red Storm. That didn't work for them. Then they go to the Bison.
I was there when the Red Storm first got introduced. The booing was almost took the roof off.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, these people in charge of this have done nothing but just screw things up. And then they get to the Bison. Remember when all the Pioneer rode the Bison in? No, because it didn't happen.
That's right.
And so here we are with Bison on every corner. And the amount of money going into marketing is just astounding to me to try to sell this to people. All they're doing is selling out and then trying to sell that to people, which really drives me crazy.
Well, they're using the playbook from Who Flung Poop? Brown spots on the wall.
Well, it's deja vu. It's all over again. Exactly. I've heard this crap before. And so here we are. And I really appreciate, because this has been going on the whole time I've been on the radio. And it's been really sad to see all of the segues they get and all the things they're able to do by convincing everybody and manipulating everybody that this is a problem.
Well, they're putting a lot of articles out there. This is their latest thing. And they're telling half-truths. They're
disinformation, misinformation.
Their side is getting out.
Yeah. They should be ashamed of themselves for doing this, number one. And so I really appreciate you, Brad Bennett. Thank you. And go to protectdixie.com. That's easy to remember, protectdixie.com. And, of course, we're on to our next hour. Really appreciate you, Brad. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.